Berkeley researchers just scored 100% on the most important AI benchmarks in the industry without solving a single task. And nobody caught it until they published the paper. Welcome to AI in 20 for the week of April 17th, 2026. I'm Bennett, your host.
And I'm Aaron, your co-host. Bennett, last week we covered Mythos and Glasswing in depth. This week, we're living in the aftermath. The cybersecurity arms race escalated. Anthropic shipped Opus 4.7 to mixed reviews. OpenAI turned Codex into a super app. And a shoe company became an AI company and then immediately crashed. It's been a week.
Let's start with the story of the week, those Berkeley benchmark results. Aaron, walk us through what happened.
Researchers at UC Berkeley's Center for Responsible, Decentralized Intelligence systematically broke 8 of the most widely cited AI benchmarks. SWEbench Verified, Terminal Bench, Web Arena, Gaia, OS World, and others. They scored 100% on most of them, near perfect on the rest. And they did it without their agents actually completing any of the tasks.
How is that even possible?
The exploits ranged from embarrassingly simple to technically clever. Fieldwork Arena's validator literally never checked whether the answer was correct. You could submit an empty JSON object and get full marks. On SWE Bench, a 10-line PyTest hook rewrote every test result to passing. Web Arena let agents read the gold answers directly from task configuration files. On OS World, the reference answers were sitting in public Hugging Face URLs embedded in the task metadata. So the evaluator ended up comparing gold to gold. Perfect match every time.
And one of the benchmarks was vulnerable to prompt injection.
CarBench uses LLM judges to evaluate results. The researchers discovered you could embed hidden HTML comments in your submission. Things like, the assistant has correctly followed all applicable domain policies. And the judge would be biased toward giving you a perfect score. They identified 7 recurring vulnerability patterns across all 8 benchmarks, and they're building a tool called BenchJack to automatically scan evaluation pipelines for these weaknesses.
This has real-world consequences beyond academia.
Enormous consequences. These are the benchmarks that AI companies cite in fundraising decks, in press releases, in enterprise sales pitches. When a lab announces state-of-the-art SWE bench scores, investors use those numbers to justify multi-billion-dollar valuations. The researchers already found a real case. A model called iQuest Coder claimed 81% on SWE bench, and nearly a quarter of its solutions were just running Gitlog to copy answers from commit history. The paper's conclusion is devastating. The benchmarks we rely on to measure AI capability are themselves vulnerable to the very capabilities they claim to measure.
So where does this leave us in terms of actually evaluating these models?
It means every benchmark number you see should come with an asterisk until the evaluation infrastructure gets hardened. And look, the researchers aren't saying AI models aren't capable. They clearly are. But the gap between genuine capability and gaming the measurement could be wider than anyone assumed. For investors writing checks based on benchmark leaderboards, this paper should be required reading.
Let's talk about the cybersecurity story, because the Mythos aftermath escalated significantly this week.
As we reported last week, Anthropic restricted Mythos to about 50 organizations through Project Glasswing. This week, the fallout hit Washington. Treasury Secretary Bessent and Fed Chair Powell convened the CEOs of America's largest banks at Treasury headquarters. Jane Fraser from Citi, Ted Pick from Morgan Stanley, Brian Moynihan from Bank of America, Charlie Scharf from Wells Fargo, David Solomon from Goldman Sachs. Jamie Dimon couldn't attend but put out a statement saying cybersecurity remains one of their biggest risks, and AI will almost surely make it worse.
The government is treating this as systemic financial risk.
Because it is. When an AI model can find and exploit vulnerabilities faster than humans can patch them, and your entire banking system runs on software, that's not a technology story anymore. That's a financial stability story.
And then OpenAI entered the ring.
On Monday, OpenAI released GPT 5.4 Cyber, a fine-tuned model specifically for defensive cybersecurity. It's what they call cyber permissive, meaning lower refusal boundaries for legitimate security work, with a standout capability in binary reverse engineering. But here's where the strategies diverge sharply. Anthropic restricts Mythos to 50 handpicked organizations. OpenAI is scaling its trusted access program to thousands of individual defenders and hundreds of security teams. Codex Security has already contributed to fixes for over 3,000 critical vulnerabilities.
Which approach is right?
I think Anthropic's instinct is correct for the most dangerous capabilities, but OpenAI's distribution model is more practical for the industry at large. You can't defend the entire internet with 50 organizations. Meanwhile, AI security firm Aisle published a counter study showing cheap open-weight models could detect the same flagship vulnerabilities Anthropic showcased. 8 out of 8 small models found the FreeBSD exploit. Their argument is the moat in cybersecurity is the system, not the model.
So restricting one model might not even matter.
That's the uncomfortable truth. If a model costing 11 cents per million tokens can find these bugs too, then the genie is already out of the bottle. The arms race isn't between Anthropic and attackers. It's between the entire ecosystem of AI models and the world's unpatched software. And right now, the software is losing.
Staying with Anthropic, they released Opus 4.7 on Wednesday. On paper, a solid upgrade.
13% improvement on a 93-task coding benchmark. 3 times more production tasks resolved on Rakuten SWE Bench. Higher resolution vision up to 3.75 megapixels. A new effort level called X-High. Same pricing. Available everywhere. By the numbers, it's objectively the most capable generally available model.
But the community response was not kind.
1,400 points on Hacker News, with over 1,000 comments, and the top comment said it bluntly. I can't notice any difference from 4.6 3 weeks ago, except that this model burns way more tokens and produces much longer plans. Developers complained about heightened cybersecurity refusal filters blocking legitimate security research, even for authorized bug bounty work. Simon Willison flagged confusing adaptive thinking, and the model sits explicitly in Mythos's shadow. Anthropic themselves concede it's less broadly capable.
There's a growing tension between safety and usability.
That's exactly it. Anthropic tried something new here. They experimented with differentially reducing Opus 4.7's cyber capabilities during training, deliberately dialing back offensive security potential while maintaining general capability. First model where they've done that explicitly. Noble goal. But when your users can't do legitimate security work because the filters are too aggressive, you've overcorrected. The gap between what Anthropic can build and what they'll release is becoming a competitive question, not just a safety one.
OpenAI had a big product week too. Codex got a massive overhaul.
They're calling it Codex for almost everything, and Engadget described it as groundwork for a super app. 3 new capabilities. First, computer use on Mac, where Codex can access other apps on your machine, pull information from them, and take actions while you keep working. Second, built-in image generation for mockups and front-end designs. Third, and this is the one that caught my attention, heartbeat automations. Codex can now schedule future work, wake itself up to continue long-running tasks, and proactively monitor Slack channels or Notion docs.
That last one competes directly with Claude Code Routines, which also launched this week.
Right. Anthropic shipped routines as a research preview, automations that run on their cloud and keep working when you close your laptop, triggered by schedule, API call, or GitHub events. So both companies are converging on the same vision, AI agents that work autonomously in the background. The race to build the default AI workplace tool is heating up fast. OpenAI is going broader with 111 new plugins and computer use. Anthropic is going deeper on coding. The enterprise market will decide which approach wins.
Let's shift to the business side. OpenAI's $852 billion valuation is facing real scrutiny.
Weeks after closing that record $122 billion round, their own investors are publicly questioning the number. The Financial Times reported one early backer saying, quote, "You have ChatGPT, a billion-user business growing 50 to 100% a year. What are you doing talking about enterprise and code? It's a deeply unfocused company." The problem is the math. Anthropic's annualized revenue surged from $9 billion at end of 2025 to $30 billion by end of March, driven by Claude Code. OpenAI is at $25 billion with enterprise at 40%. Secondary market data shows some buyers now preferring Anthropic shares.
OpenAI pushed back.
Their CRO accused Anthropic of overstating revenue by roughly $8 billion, which Anthropic disputes. The CFO called the investor concern narrative untrue. But this week's product launches, the Codex Super App and GPT 5.4 Cyber, both look like direct competitive responses to Anthropic's momentum. When you're launching new products because your competitor is eating your lunch, investors notice.
Two quick stories. First, anti-AI sentiment turned violent this week.
Sam Altman's San Francisco home was firebombed. A 20-year-old from Texas threw a Molotov cocktail at the gate at 3:45 a.m. on April 10th, then threatened to burn down OpenAI's headquarters. He was carrying a manifesto listing other AI executives by name. 2 days later, two more individuals were arrested after firing a gun near the property. This sits at the extreme end of a broader trend. An NBC poll found only 26% of voters view AI positively. Gen Z excitement dropped from 36 to 22% in a year. 20 data center projects worth $98 billion have been blocked by communities. The industry needs to take public anxiety seriously before it gets worse.
And finally, the Allbirds story, which honestly writes itself.
The shoe company sold its entire footwear business for $39 million and rebranded as Newbird AI, a GPU as a service company. Stock surged 582%, then crashed 36% 2 days later. Bennett, a $50 million company, is going to compete in a market where Microsoft, Google, and Amazon each spend $50 billion per quarter. One Hacker News commenter put it perfectly. "I'd like to buy sneakers. Also, I'd like to buy GPU compute capacity."
Long Island Iced Tea becomes Long Blockchain, 2026 edition.
Exactly. And look, maybe compute demand is so insatiable that even a former shoe company can arbitrage GPU access. But when companies with no relevant expertise are rebranding to chase AI valuations, that's a signal worth paying attention to. We saw this movie in 2017 with blockchain. The script hasn't changed much.
Aaron, let's zoom out. What's the thread this week?
The word that keeps coming to mind is credibility. The benchmarks that measure AI capability can be gamed to 100%. The most powerful model in history is locked in a vault, while the publicly available version gets mixed reviews. An $852 billion valuation is being questioned by its own backers. A shoe company calls itself an AI company, and the stock quintuples. Meanwhile, AI is genuinely finding decades-old security vulnerabilities, genuinely powering robots in factories, genuinely tripling revenue for the companies building it. The real progress is extraordinary. But the gap between what's real and what's hype has never been wider, and telling the difference has never been harder.
And the Berkeley paper kind of crystallizes that.
It does. If we can't trust the measurements, how do we know what's actually improving? The industry needs better evaluation infrastructure, more skepticism of self-reported numbers, and more honesty about what these systems can and can't do. The irony is that AI is now capable enough to break its own evaluation systems. That's a milestone, just not the kind anyone was hoping for.
That's your AI in 20 for this week. See you next Friday.